Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into Players Only, Thursday nights at 6 o'clock on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan. Here's the bad boy from Bayonne.
Chiefs do such a great job of pre-snap movement, shifts, and motions to declare what the defense is doing.
Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danon Hughes.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building. Players Only is here, the Super Bowl version, and we are so excited for what is in store for New Orleans. Before we get there, we got so much to talk about. I'm joined here in the booth by one of my Chiefs ambassador brothers, a former teammate of mine down in New Orleans, of all places, 15-year veteran, Pro Bowl, long snapper, center, Kendall Gammon. Kendall Gammon, what's good, man?
Hey, it's good to be here. Appreciate you having me, Danon.
Yeah, man, it's good for you to be here as well, man. I appreciate you coming out. You know, it was kind of last minute, and I appreciate you.
All
you
good.
Know, the one cool thing about the Ambassador Group, for the listeners out there that don't know much about the Ambassadors, it is former Chiefs that have played at least 3 years here in Kansas City and still in the community. Kendall's doing great things with speaking engagements and excellent things with Pittsburgh State, his alma mater. And we are still around here, guys like Sean Barber, myself, Kendall Gammon, Keith Cash, and we even got guys, Jerry Cornelison, who's the oldest living chief, former chief in history, and he's part of it. Bobby Bell, Jan Stenerud. I hate the fact that I started naming names because now I feel obligated. Like,
oh, you know somebody's coming back at you.
I know, right?
Especially in our group.
Dang it. All right, but it's great for you to, you know, for you to be here, man. And the phone lines, text lines are open. Kendall's going to be here throughout the entire show. 913-586-7695. Kendall, how excited are you? You can tell by my voice I'm excited.
How could you not be?
I get a chance. You called a Super Bowl, the first one.
Right.
And you were in the booth with Mitch and Dan. And that was an amazing, amazing run. I've often said that that's my favorite. I wasn't working the game, but I was listening to you guys as I did every Sunday with an earpiece in my head. People might have thought that I was security because I had an earpiece with a Walkman. Go figure. Listeners out there, you don't know about Walkman. But I had a Walkman, and I was listening to the broadcast, and it was emotional because of what had been attained, something that had been, you've been seeking for decades and couldn't get over the hump. So that Super Bowl in Miami was, to me, my favorite. And that's crazy to say because I've called four Super Bowls since then. And it's just a fun run. But from your perspective, what are you thinking?
You know what? It's Andy Reid. It's Clark Hunt. It's Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. It's classy people who do things the right way.
You don't think it's you and me?
It is
you
not,
called one. I called the other ones.
It might be you. It ain't me, though. That's what I do know. Absolutely.
Just burst my bubble.
It's never long snapper. Oh, never mind. It could be you. There's no doubt about it. But all the same, it's amazing. I mean, it's unprecedented. I mean, we could spend the whole hour going with superlatives of firsts that have happened with this group. But everybody's heard it, and you just keep – you got to be excited. I mean, a chance to make history.
Yeah, this is an amazing run. And you're flashing back to the AFC Championship, or what I would like to say is the – GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium Invitational. Is that?
Yes.
That's too long. Let's just say Arrowhead Invitational, because it seems like outside of last year, every team has to go through us here at home. And we've done an amazing job outside of the over. Think about that fact that Patrick Mahomes has not lost a playoff game in regulation.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Not lost a playoff game in regulation. Tom Brady. And then he had Joe Burrow, both in overtime, and you lose. And then other than that, pretty much unscathed through the postseason and then to the Super Bowl. So it's been fun for me. I get a chance to be in the booth, as
right.
you know. And we're at the AFC Championship. Mitch and I are carrying things on. Josh Klingler is down on the field. He's
right.
scrambling around like a chicken with his head cut off, trying to get players. Everybody's putting shirts on and hats on, seeing their family. So he does a great job. And I know you used to do that as well. And
right.
I could tell you that I know my strengths. I don't know if I would be able to scramble around the field like that. But he did a great job and did some post-game interviews while we were holding things down in the booth. Then ultimately, like I do every week during the season, I go down to the locker room.
Right.
And I get a chance to interview one, two, three guys. As you know, sometimes,
mm-hmm.
especially in a loss, there's guys.
A lot easier with a win, right?
Yeah, it's definitely easier with a win. So as we do in the first quarter of the show, again, the phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7695. As we do in the first quarter of the show, we go back and flashback specifically to this AFC Championship. I got a chance to go down into the locker room. The first interview I got was with Isaiah Pacheco. Here with Isaiah Pacheco. First of all, congratulations, brother. 3 years, three Super Bowls. How about that?
It's an amazing feeling. For me, just unsatisfied, and I know there's more to this, and just humble at this moment.
Yeah, a long way from South Jersey for sure. But I mean, talk about this run. You're getting all the bullets. The best bullets from everybody, bombs from everybody, a target on your back the entire season. You guys go through adversity, you personally go through adversity, and you're able to come out on top the way you guys. I mean, what does that speak to about this group, this team, this organization?
It shows guys is willing to sacrifice, eliminate those distractions.
You were talking about this organization and where you guys, how you guys got to this point.
Just eliminating distractions and following through one play at a time, and it started at practice. We knew it would come down to the four-minute game, and right then and there, it's no I in team. Who wants it more?
Now, you guys, some people would say you're spoiled because of the success. It's a good spoil, for sure. But how about guys like Samaje Perine, DeAndre Hopkins, Hollywood Brown? Some of your teammates have never experienced this at this moment. I mean, how cool is it for you as a team leader to be able to lead them to somewhere they haven't never been?
It's an awesome feeling, knowing that going into this week's practice, it's a chip on our shoulder. Nice, calm, collective, but still remember, we're the underdogs. And we got something to prove to the world and to ourselves.
Got history right on the making, brother. Nobody's ever done it three times in a row. How big is it going to be?
Very big, very unique, classy.
All right, that was Isaiah Pacheco. You can hear the excitement in the locker room, the music. They're taking pictures. Got interrupted just for a second there. And obviously I had to give him a little space for that. But it was cool to see that locker room. Kendall, you've been in that locker room. Like the elation, the attitude, definitely different. There's a dark side and a light side in regards to wins and losses. But when you're talking about AFC Championship, you were in the locker room for the first one in 2019.
Yeah, I was, and it was crazy. And just like you, you're down there, and it's tough for us because the guys, they're willing to talk, but they want to congratulate everybody and go after everything. And you know this, you played so long, just like myself. And I mean, this is what you start with in the offseason. This is your goal, to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. And when you realize that you've just about accomplished it and you've set yourself up to have a chance, I mean, it's hard to describe. And You know, a lot of guys in the NFL in their career, they don't get a chance to play the Super Bowl, let alone win one, two, or three, or four. And it's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing to experience, even from an outsider, not being in the uniform, not having aches and pains. It's just been a blast to be a part of. So we got a chance also to talk to Jalen Watson. Jalen Watson is one guy, just like Isaiah Pacheco. This is all they know,
which is amazing in and of itself.
It's amazing to think about that a 3-year pro is going on this third Super Bowl, and he thinks this is normal. I mean, I'm sure he's heard some of the horror stories of the 90s and 2000s, but he's probably like, you know what? That's like ancient history. I don't know.
Don't care.
Don't care about it. Don't know about it. I'm soaking this up. So let's hear from Jalen Watson. Here with Jalen Watson. Jalen, how big is it? First of all, congratulations on getting to this point. This is all you guys ever known. That draft class, 3 straight Super Bowls. How big is it to know that you're one win away from history?
I mean, it's super big. We just enjoy being around each other, enjoy being in the locker room. So when these time in the playoffs come, we just fighting for an extra week to just bond with each other. Because we know every year the room's going to change, the team's going to change. So we're doing it for each other and the man beside us.
Well, you talk about doing it for each other and obviously it being a family. You obviously needed a lot of your family members around you when you went down with the injury earlier this season. Talk about the process from being on a high, being a starter, you know, your name is resonating as far as shutdown guys and being a part of this top defense to having the debilitating injury and then bouncing back and getting to this point.
I mean, it was tough. I mean, my confidence was through the roof. I was playing at a very high level. Then got hurt, and I just every day tried to take advantage of my 24 hours, tried to, you know, get back on the field and share with my brothers, you know, help and be a contributor to the team. So just being back and getting wins and being able to go to the Super Bowl again is nothing short of amazing.
Yeah, did you ever think that it was going to be possible during those times? I know maybe the days after the injury, maybe there was some doubt, but then as you got through the process, did you really think this was going to be attainable, the end of the season and into the playoff run and to get to the Super Bowl and be back on the field?
Yeah, I knew it was possible. I mean, I didn't been through so much in my life, and that was nowhere near the worst or the lowest I've been. So when the doctor told me I had a possibility of coming back, I knew it was a very high percentage I was going to be back.
How big is it for now, a third straight Super Bowl run, an opportunity to make history?
I mean, it's big. It's never been done before. We can make history. You know, our draft class, we can make history. It's just a blessing to be here. We don't take it for granted, and we're just going to try to capitalize on every opportunity we get.
Yeah, how cool is it to see the young man? I mean, you talk about adversity and having the ankle injury as a defensive back. Not that it would be easier for any other position, but as a defensive back to have to rehab that while your team is playing during the season. It's not an off season that he got hurt. And then with the goal of coming back and knowing that you could target the postseason and you have to totally lean on your teammates to get you to the promised land. I remember at the University of Iowa, my senior year, we had an up and down season. We played the second toughest schedule in the nation. We played the U, we played Colorado with Cordell, and we played a lot of great teams, Michigan, Ohio State, obviously. And my quarterback, one of my close friends, went down early in the season. And the only way he would have an opportunity to play was if we got to a bowl game. And we lost the last game against Minnesota. And we were wind up being 5-6 instead of 6-5.
No.
And he never got a chance to get back on the field.
That's
so
tough.
I know the opposite of that. But props to Jalen Watson doing the work to get back, to be able to get on the field, support your team, and make plays. He's out there shutting guys down. It's just fun to watch.
Well, it is. And the fact is, you know, the one person that we talk to the most each and every day is ourselves. So you're in your head with everything going on. I go back to the 1995 season with the Steelers. Rod Woodson, Pro Football Hall of Famer, tore his knee, his ACL, earlier in the season. And he ended up playing in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys. He had a little bit of a limp, but he was the first one to actually return from an ACL during the season.
That quick, that was impressive. For sure. And I don't normally give out credit to defensive backs.
I know. Trust me. I'm right there with you.
I need some Pepto-Bismol. All right, we got the phone lines. Text lines open, 913-586-7695. The last interview of the AFC Championship. We went outside the box a little bit, and I think it's more special for this man. And how cool has he been? I mean, I can tell you stories, as you mentioned, going up to different guys. Some guys, they feel themselves a little bit, let's be real. They feel themselves a little bit in postgame. They act like because you're not with ESPN or somebody that maybe you're beneath them at times. I give a shout-out to DeAndre Hopkins because every time I've gone to him, he's showed up, and he's stepped up and answered questions. So we got DeAndre Hopkins. Here with DeAndre Hopkins. First of all, congratulations, brother. Getting to the promised land is obviously one more step to go, but how big is it to be a part of something special like this?
Very big. You know, I got to thank the organization, the Chiefs organization, for allowing me to be part of something like this. You know, man, it's been a long time coming. Been in the league 12 years. You know, job's not done yet, but, you know, to make it this far, it's a blessing.
Did you ever think it would come? I mean, I know some guys go through and you have the goal every year. You fall up short at times, but you come to this organization. I mean, prior to that, did you ever feel like, man, I don't know if this is ever going to be for me?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely some dark days, especially in the organizations I was in. I haven't made a playoff in 5 years. You know, I got traded for some pennies in my prom. So, you know, I was like, man, you know, it's going to be tough, but you know, went to Arizona. You know, we started off hot a couple times and, you know, then got traded to Tennessee and, you know, didn't get the results. But I got to thank Miss Amy, Chad, and Rand for allowing me to be over here and trading me to this organization.
Talk about the trade specifically. You're coming into a new organization. What about that experience and then fast-forwarding every single week, getting the biggest bullets from every opponent, knowing the target is on your back, even though you just got here, and now getting to one step away from the promised land?
You know, I knew I still had a target on my back, even though I'm, you know, considered, you know, washed up by many, you know, 12-year vet. But, you know, guys still, you know, the safety still cheat my way. You know, and I don't get a lot of one-on-one. So, you know, guys who play football still know. And, you know, if I go out and have one target, a zero target, if I'm still able to impact the game, you know, I feel like I did my job. And if not, you know, I'm fine with that. You know, we got a lot of playmakers on this team, man. You know, so we can win in so many ways, which is beautiful. But, you know, to get traded and to come in and, you know, try to learn the playbook overnight, it was tough. But this organization and these coaches, you know, they're here for a reason. They know how to prepare guys to be their best.
Is it one of these feelings that you wish that there was no break in between this game and the Super Bowl, like you wanted to get here tomorrow?
Man, I need a break. But, you know, obviously, you know, just riding this feeling is going to be great. You know, going up against a great team in Philadelphia. So I think, you know, we need to rest up. You know, some guys probably got banged up today, you know, and get ready for that big game.
Yeah, great to hear from DeAndre Hopkins. Remember, the phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7695. Dan, we see you. We'll get it to you after halftime in the show. I see a bunch of text messages. Kendall and I will tackle those next.
You're listening to Players Only with Dana Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Chiefs go flip bone, first and 10 at the Buffalo 12. They give it off, left side, Kareem Hunt at the 10, angling to the 5, into the end zone, left side, touchdown, Kansas City. It's a 90-yard drive to start the AFC Championship game on a 12-yard run by Kareem Hunt.
All right, we are back, second quarter of the show. This is Players Only. I am joined in the booth by 15-year veteran, Chiefs ambassador, guy that does amazing things around the Kansas City area, around the Kansas and Missouri area, not just the Kansas City area, works with War Horses for Veterans, a great cause that I've supported as well. Kendall Gammon is in the building. Kendall, this is the hot fire, spit fire take, and Julio is the ultimate judge.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Okay.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Because I spit hot fire.
Woo! I'll call me super hot boy. 100 degrees leather jacket. Cause I'm super hot boy.
Super hot fire takes. Julio is a great judge, except when Sean Barber is in here. He seems to lean towards Sean more often, which is disappointing at times. The phone lines, text lines still open. 913-586-7695. Julio, my hot fire, spit fire take. And it's not actually that big. I'm going to go with Brian Schottenheimer getting a head coaching job. His first opportunity as a head coach in the NFL. He's been a longtime assistant. Obviously, I've known Brian since he was in high school at Blue Valley High School here in Kansas, and throwing pat and go to me and passes after practice because he was a high school and college quarterback, knowing the Schottenheimer family, being extremely close to Pat and Marty, and that being my coach, that being the coaching family for my entire six-year career. So I know he's taken a lot of bullets. He's taken a lot of shots because of Jerry Jones and how Jerry Jones did it. But we've also seen a lot of guys in this league. Mike Tomlin is one of them. There's other coaches that have climbed up quickly from a position coach into a head coaching job with no other experience. Heck, we see that during this cycle of hiring right now. So to discount Brian Schottenheimer's opportunity and to discount his accomplishments to get to this point, like, some guys will be great leaders of men, and they could have been just average coordinators. They could have been good coordinators at different situations, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I know the lineage. I know the family. I'm proud of him for climbing and sticking with it. He's been in multiple stops. And so my hot fire, spitfire take is to former family member Brian Schottenheimer coaching the Cowboys, and we play them next year down in Dallas, which is going to be cool. There it is, Kendall.
Wow, that's rough.
Can't even give props to anybody that's a coach. Now, it's the stage
tough,
is yours,
tough
man.
Sledding. I'm going to go, this is kind of one, it's been talked about a little bit, but I think just defending the NFL officials, because I think people don't understand actually how good a job they do. And, of course, you know, everything's been said throughout the nation. We get all the calls in general, or do they make certain calls? But one little tidbit. So the Pittsburgh State University Gorillas, we have three NFL officials.
Okay.
I don't think any other school has even two. We have three, and we did have four, but he retired after 27 years a couple years ago. And so I would talk with him, Mark Hittner, and he just talked to me about the fact that every single play, whether they make a call or they don't make a call, they get graded on it. So if they don't make a call and they should have, they're getting knocked off with that one. Also, they've got to pass a physical test before when they come in and all kinds of things. I think the NFL actually does a good job with the officiating. Does it mean it's great? No, it's not
perfect.
The game
is so fast.
It is too fast. I mean, and it's amazing to me still that, and we can put a man on Mars, we can do all kinds of things, but we need chains to measure 10 yards.
Yeah.
When you've got the ball has the chip in something,
you
could figure it out.
Yep.
Maybe something will happen sometime, but that's my hot take.
There you go. There you go. Dang.
It might have been predetermined, but I'll take it either way.
Generosity for the guest. Julio, you definitely know the recipe for getting guys to come back on the show. So well done, Julio. I'll take the bullet here. I understand, you know. I'm like the Rodney Dangerfield of 96.5.
Hey, it's your show, though.
I know.
You go.
I will say this, just to add it on a different note, prayers and condolences to the families of the gymnastics team and the people that were piloting the helicopter. I mean, I couldn't imagine. I have five kids. You have two kids, and I have, you know, four grandkids. I couldn't imagine athletes that are doing everything they can as young teens and participating in sports at a high level. And we travel a lot. We fly a lot. Some planes are eight-seaters, and some planes are big jets. And I know I sleep well on planes, and so I don't get fazed by turbulence and all that stuff. But to think about that flight was actually about to land.
Right.
And you got through your flight, and that happens, and the bodies in the Potomac, and everyone passed away from there. So I wanted to take a little bit of time to lift up a prayer to those families, to everybody impacted in that. It's such a sad, sad situation that people are going to have to deal with. Yeah, so that doesn't warrant a hot fire, spitfire take. Before we go to break, let's go. We got a couple of text messages. We got a little bit of extra time here. So we got the text message from the 913. Yo, D, was that Derek Alexander, number 82, with you yesterday? Yesterday we were at University of Kansas Hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
Signing autographs, and that was actually Tim Barnett. So Tim Barnett was number 82 when I played, and I was number 83, and you were number 83 here. So we got a bond right there. But that was not Derek Alexander. That was Tim Barnett. From the 702, we got the gift was missed defensive pass interference on Cook in the end zone versus Atlanta. Ah, we're not going to go that far back. I think that was week three.
Yeah, like, that's,
I don't,
that's, yeah,
I don't even remember anything.
There's
got to
be a statute of limitations.
Yeah, exactly. And we had somebody mention about the, oh my gosh, where'd it go? Oh, he from the 6-2-0, he lost the Super Bowl in regulation. If you heard me correctly, I said playoffs. I did not say postseason. I said he has not lost a playoff game in regulation. He lost to Tom Brady and he lost to Joe Burrow in overtime. Not the Super Bowl, but the playoffs. But,
okay.
You know, semantics. I don't, you know.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, so we got some text line. We got text lines open. We're going to go to break right now, come back and tackle some texts, as well as Dan and KCK. Remember, the phone lines are open, 913-586-7695.
You're listening to Players Only with Dan and Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5. The
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fans.
Chiefs stay with empty backfield. No motion. Three to the left side, wide side of the field. Mahomes looking left. Pass caught at the 5-yard line. Andrew Newsom leaping forward. Xavier Worthy. Touchdown. Kansas City burning the defender on the near side. Cole Bishop and the Chiefs get an 11-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to the rookie Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, what an incredible, incredible experience. And Xavier Worthy, got to go back to D-Hop. DeAndre Hopkins. Xavier Worthy talks a lot about being a little brother to him and how somebody that didn't have an offseason, didn't have a training camp, didn't have OTAs, came in the middle of the season, and yet your young first-round pick rookie who had already established himself as one of the forces of this arsenal for Patrick Mahomes, especially with Rashee Rice going down, gives credit to DeAndre Hopkins for helping him mature on and off the field. That's what you want from a veteran. I mean, like DeAndre said, maybe I don't have as much gas left in my tank, but there's other contributions that can help this team win.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Then you think about it, Xavier would have grown up through high school and college watching him, yeah. And that was probably one of his favorite guys because D-Hop can get it done. Mm-hmm. He can still get it done, and you know this better than I, being a receiver. Whether you get balls thrown to you or not, when you're somebody like him, you've got to account for him. Otherwise, he's going to hurt you. So even if he's not getting the ball in his hands, he's still making a difference.
Oh, absolutely. Like he said, his presence on the field like warrants safety help, warrants attention by other defensive backs, and that could open up the door for others. I want to apologize. I got so excited about this three-peat opportunity and beating the Buffalo Bills that I was saying the phone number, the text line phone number, and phone line number wrong. 913-586-7965. 7965. Appreciate you from the 620 coaching me up. I've always been coachable. So I appreciate that. From the 913, Brian watched his dad, Marty, getting his shot. Good luck. I concur. I think that that is definitely the sentiment that we should have. It's not like he's going to the Broncos or the Raiders or the Chargers. He's going to the NFC. So we, outside of the one game we play them next year, yep, we should be cheering on some of our homegrown talent. He's a Kansas kid. He went to Blue Valley High School, even aside from you know, his lineage with Marty Schottenheimer. All right, Dan and KCK, what you got, man?
Time's yours.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Kendall, how you doing? The Chiefs did it again to the Bills. They did just enough on offense. Xavier Worthy getting you back at the Bills for not drafted him with that touchdown, and Mahomes with two touchdowns, and Kendall game with a touchdown and the defense. Well, how about it? How about it, Dan and Kendall? The blitz on Spags going on fourth down, and Kincaid just dropping it, just a couple inches dropping again. That was the blitz that did it. And Kendall and Damon, what'd you think about Sean McDermott going for two and didn't get it? You know, some of the Bills fans are criticizing him for that, but who cares? We're going to the Super Bowl. Let's take care of tripping 2 weeks. Take care of yourself, guys.
Appreciate you, Dan. Dan is like the Red Bull /
he's
Monster
outstanding.
Drink. Yes, that's the jolt of energy at halftime of this show. If you're, I know we only do an hour here.
Yeah.
But if you're feeling a little lackadaisical and you need that jolt of energy, Dan comes through every single week.
That was amazing. I
love it.
We do an hour. That him doing it, it'd be like 15 minutes.
I know.
He'd get everything in like that. Absolutely.
All right, we got Big T. What's going on, Big T?
Hey, yeah. Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking my call, Dan and Kendall. You guys do fantastic work. Keep up the great work down there at 96.5 The Fan. But so last time we talked, I was talking about the Buffalo Bills, that they just weren't better than the Kansas City Chiefs. And we were going to tip our caps right now to the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs. Woo! How about the Kansas City Chiefs? They just keep doing it year after year after year. I don't want to hear none of this BS. Oh, the referees. Hey, game plan better. Try to stop the king of sling, the best trigger man in the league, Pat Mahomes. Try to stop him. Try to stop Travis Kelce. Tackle better. Score more touchdowns. You can't beat us, and I said they couldn't beat us. And you know, for the new guys that are just experiencing this, way to go, man. Our first year guys, and then our free agents like Hopkins and Hollywood Brown and all them. Way to go. You're joining the championship caliber team. Big Red's going to take us to the promised land again. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about this. I was listening to C-Dot, and he was talking about there's going to be a parade, but no rally. What the hell is going on? I know the world we live in now is guns, guns, guns. Everybody and their grandma carries one. But we could go anywhere and have that problem. We're not ready to make history. And I just can't believe the namby-pamby Kansas City Council and the mayor. And, you know, it's all just for the bootlickers and the politicians like the governor, Foghorn, Leghorn. Come on. We're the fans. We're the one that pay the bills. We're the one that lead the red, white, and gold to go out and tailgate and get behind this team. Not those bootlickers. Open up the fame. Have the fans be out there. It'd be a damn shame if that doesn't happen. We're about ready to pull off a history, the greatest sports beat in history. And we first, it's all preliminary. We still got to beat the Eagles first. So we got to take care of that business. But you know what? After we're done with the Eagles, we're going to be bald. We're going to be the three-peat champions. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
Choo choo choo. Appreciate you, Big T. I appreciate you.
I think definitely. I think he got a little bit of Dan's coffee.
Yeah, he awesome. Did. Yeah, we got the 913. What did 913 say?
913. He wants Dan's coffee.
Yeah, he wants some of Dan's coffee. Well, I think everybody needs some of that. But Big T coming strong again. I will say this, and I know it's going to be a big topic, especially if we win the Super Bowl and it's a three-peat and it's history and all that. Like, I'm going to be on the other side of the thought in right. what. From a liability standpoint, mm-hmm. city, organization, you know, security, whatever else, what would you have them to do? I know people are piling on CDOT because he talked about it. CDOT even mentioned it, that it shouldn't be that way. Big T mentioned it. I'm sure there's going to be a contingent of folks that want us to just ignore what happened last year. Not ignore the tragedy, but right. ignore all the safeguards, and they just want it to be just a one-off.
Yep.
And that is not any kind of detriment to the family, to the Lopez Galvin family. But I would say on the opposite side, like, what would you have the city, what would you have the organization, what would be your remedy? Because I think people, sometimes, especially when you're talking about the phone lines, the text lines, mm-hmm. social media, et cetera, people, whether it's politics, whether it's race, whether it's, you know, whatever, football, whatever it is, people throw jabs.
Right.
And they never throw,
How
do you fix it? And I think if you think of it from that perspective, based on it being a year ago,
right?
What would you have different? And that's a big thing.
Yeah. The fact is, in crowds like this, I really don't think you can. You police it to the utmost. I mean, there's just things happen, and I don't mean that in a crass way, but I mean, even this and whatever goes on, if they get the three-peat, when they get the three-peat, and they have to deal with that, however they deal with everything, it's nothing as compared to what the World Cup's going to be in 2026. Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be 4 to 5 times what the draft was. So, I mean, you know there's got to be plans, but it's tough. I know some folks and have been around some things and heard some different ideas, and there's been talk going on for a long, long time. And, you know, the fact is, it's kind of a cop-out, but they're doing the best they can, yeah. and this is a tough one. There's no doubt about it.
It's
I don't
tough.
Know if there's
Your
any...
Your mayor Q, like, yeah. it's tough. It's...
I don't know if there's a right answer for everybody. Yeah. Everybody's going to have an opinion on this.
Yeah, you do what you can, and you got to be able to sleep at night.
Right.
And if you push the pendulum, or the pendulum goes over way to mm-hmm. the safe side more yeah. than most people are comfortable with, so be it. I don't think it's a wrong answer. All right, Seth in Liberty, what's going on, Seth?
Thanks for having me, boys. I mean, I definitely agree. I'm talking about all this three-peat stuff. What comes to my mind thinking about a three-peat? You know, gosh, start before the 2024 season. You know, Arrowhead was the big conversation. Getting out of Arrowhead, what's the next plan? What's the lease in? I definitely was on the side about how it is absolutely not an investable asset for not just the franchise, but the city as a whole. But talking about a three-peat, I mean, think about out for the NFL, what stadium has ever had a three-peat take place inside of that? So thinking of this possibility of having a three-peat under our name, under this stadium, I mean, what are your thoughts in terms of, do you think the front office of the team is going to have that in any consideration, be like, you know what, I mean, that concept for Olathe was pretty darn slick, but, you know, we're going to be sitting in those beautiful offices thinking, hey, remember we were at Arrowhead and we had that three-peat happen? Like,
yeah.
We're not having that same level of success here. So I don't know. That's what comes to my mind thinking of a three-peat. You know, what are your guys' thoughts on that?
I appreciate that, Seth. What I think you're saying is if the parade or celebration was at GEHA Field at Arrowhead mm-hmm. Stadium and on the confines of the entire property as well as into the stadium, I don't think that's a bad idea, but I also don't know. But there's only but so much security. You don't have the security outside the stadium.
Right.
If you make a run around the stadium and a loop around the parking lot and you treat it like a concourse for a parade, and then you have the ceremony inside, you can definitely gauge the ceremony inside because you have the metal detectors and everything else and security. But the outside part is that's where it gets tricky. So I don't know.
It does. You know, there's been lots of things that I know have been thrown around about a longer parade, a different route, maybe doing some type of rally a little bit early or before as opposed to at the end. So it's a little bit more controlled. The big thing is we haven't talked about Dana, but I mean, when they win this, and they're going to, and they get the three-peat, I mean, it is for Kansas City,
yeah,
but it's also for the world because everybody's going to want to see this. And so you've got to have some sort of program or something that went on, because the media outlets, the media is going to go bonkers with everything around the world with this. So they will do something. I just don't think it will be to the fashion that they've done before this first year. It might get back to that at some point, but I just don't see it this year.
Yeah, I see the 913. Simple Fix, honestly, have the celebration at Arrowhead. They have people going every single weekend of the football season, and they're able to do something from that or do something like that from happening. So have the celebration, open it up. And, yeah, if you go inside the stadium, then I think that's great. But I think that the capacity of what we saw in the previous parades was more than the capacity of Arrowhead Stadium.
No question.
You just have that dynamic. And then what is it about first come, first serve? Is it about ticket sales or what have you? Well, 913, disagree. This is all about pandering to rich folks. Again, that's an opinion, but that's not a solution.
Exactly. Well,
it's kind of like, you know, where people were throwing out jabs about the Josh Allen and the fourth down stop. And, you know, some people, obviously, anti-Chief said he got the first down. I said, you know what? I'm not going to argue with you. Just show me a video that conclusively shows that the ball crossed the sticks, not the yellow line, but the sticks. If you can show me that, then I'll concede and say, you know what? We got lucky. But until that point, all you're doing is just throwing jabs for the sake of throwing jabs. That's the same kind of mindset there. Solutions are the key. So, all right, we got Cameron in Independence. What's going on, Cameron?
Hey, how's it going, Danan? Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you, man. All good here.
Yes, sir. So my take is it doesn't matter when, if, or whatever. It doesn't matter if we have the parade or not. This is history in the making. And people from the Kansas City metro area need to realize that. Doesn't matter if you can attend the parade, or if you can go to the parade, or if we win the Super Bowl, this is still a history in the making.
Oh, absolutely.
I grew up with a, you know, Trent Green jersey, Larry Johnson jersey. It doesn't matter, you know.
Yep.
I never thought I'd be here. 25 years old, never thought we'd be in the Super Bowl this many times, even once.
Yeah, right? I tell you, it is definitely a special time. Appreciate you, Cameron. Thanks for the call. Yes, this is a special time. You didn't have a Kendall Gammon jersey, number 83, or Danan Hughes jersey?
I think they were out of stock.
Yeah.
You couldn't find them anywhere.
I know my kids use mine to wash cars and do other stuff. Again, you know,
I would consider that a compliment if that's what mine were being used for. they're even worse.
All right.
You know, with the parade, though, the other thing, too, is with the three-peat and everything, can you imagine how big it would be?
Yes.
I mean, it would dwarf what's ever been done here.
What we've done before. Yeah. So that, and then to have to prepare or having prepared that now, but then literally having only 2 days to prepare for it after Sunday's game because you'd likely have it on Wednesday. So there's definitely a lot of dynamics, and I'm going to lean on the leadership of this community, the mayor, and everybody that's involved that will be a part of the decision, because I know there's so many levels. Mm-hmm. It's easy for us to throw jabs right now and have one sentence sound bites, but there's so much else going on that they have to take into consideration that we don't. But it's easy for us to just throw jabs. All right, Devin, we're going to hold you on and we're going to go to commercial. But when we come back to start the fourth quarter, we'll get to you, Devin. I appreciate your patience.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
All right, we are back. The final segment, the final quarter, the fourth quarter, where the Chiefs always seem to come out on top. Again, we are Players Only. I am joined by my guest, Kendall Gammon. I am Danan Hughes. You can follow me on Twitter/X at DAHughesGuy83. And on Instagram at Danan Hughes. Kendall, how can people follow you?
Just go to Kendall Gammon on Twitter, X, whatever you call it. And I think the others, are, I think Instagram maybe is KendallGammon83.
All right, KendallGammon83 on Instagram. Sean Barber still has MySpace, so you can't follow him.
Yeah, he's...
Those defensive guys, man.
They... It's sad, actually.
I know.
Is what it is.
It is.
I feel bad for him.
All right, Devin and KC, what's good, man?
Yeah, about the parade. I understand everything that happened last year with it. And is there some rule that we have to have the parade 2 days after the Super Bowl on that Wednesday? Or could we just move it to the following weekend, do a parade and do a thing at Arrowhead, like one of the previous callers said?
I appreciate that, Devin. I think, first of all, I commend you for calling with a solution.
Yeah.
How viable that is, I don't know, but I definitely think that that's something that you can ponder. The fact that it's normally happening on a Wednesday, I can tell you for a fact there were discussions last year prior to the tragedy, prior to the winning of the Super Bowl, where there were some people that didn't want to have a parade.
Right.
Like, I know that for a fact. So, people prevailed, the powers that be prevailed, and we had a parade, and everything was great up until the tragedy. So I don't know how viable it is. I would think it would be sad to that if you are embarking upon history and you break that history, that you don't have a celebration with all the fans, especially here in the Chiefs Kingdom. All right, from the phone lines, 913, Tyreek Hill, upset. Finn's not in the playoffs. He's watching KC win Super Bowls without him. I'm sure he is upset.
That's true. Yes, that is. If you're asking, that is correct.
Yes, and that's unfortunate for him.
Yeah.
Try to chase the bag, and the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Nope. I mean, man, when you think about it, I mean, and it's lots of money and everything. And it is about money, but it's about getting that ring.
Yeah.
And when you have a chance to do that and cement yourself, I mean, he's done a lot of great things anyhow, but just think if he'd been here for that, that would be amazing.
I think, and it's unfortunate because I think guys like you and I, we have reflections.
Yeah.
We have, windshield time where we're driving around and hour-long drives here or there, and we get to reflect on different things. Some things can break you down to tears. Some things can, you can remember something and be elated about it. Tyreek Hill will look back on this. Maybe not now. Maybe he is, but he will look back upon this and realize that for the coins that he got, he missed an opportunity for history. And I contest that, or I attest that there would be a cluster, kind of like at Omaha with the Road to Omaha, where you have the cluster of the players that were celebrating winning the World Series, the dog pile.
Right.
That's a statue that's right in front of the stadium there in Omaha. I attest that there would have been a statue of a cluster of Tyreek, Chris Jones, Travis, and Patrick.
That's a fair statement.
Had they stayed together and kept that group together, and now he will be on the outside looking in, and he's going to be a great. He's a great one. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame and all that, and hopefully he can endear himself back here in Kansas City before the end of his career or after his career. Do the right things.
Right.
Say the right things in the media to ingratiate himself back with the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, we only got a couple more minutes. Kendall, I want to pick your brain. We're not on the air next week for Players Only. I will be at Radio Row doing multiple interviews and bouncing around, but this is the last opportunity that I have the forum, especially here with you, to talk about the Super Bowl. I know it's a long ways away. What's your thought on this Super Bowl matchup? Where we stand, give me your dissertation about this Chiefs-Eagles matchup.
I think the big thing defensively, you have to stop Saquon Barkley, and I don't think I'm splitting atoms there from that one. And then just put up and deal with that defensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles and keep Patrick as clean as possible and move the ball around. Let him get to his reads. Give him at least 2.5 seconds. Let him get outside the pocket a little bit. I thought it last week and it happened. It has to happen this week also. I think also, or the Super Bowl is he needs to continue to hurt teams with his legs.
Yeah, that's the key, is that we're going to see Jalen Hurts has the most rushing touchdowns in postseason history as a quarterback at 9. Patrick Mahomes is tied for second with 7. So everybody talks about his prowess of throwing the ball and no-look passes and magical throws, et cetera. He's used his legs.
Absolutely.
And that's part of the maturation of him at quarterback. Instead of trying to squeeze the ball between two defenders and making the magical throw, he'll tuck it and run
right.
and live for the next down. And that has worked for us to win Super Bowls, literally worked for us to win Super Bowls if you go back to all those wins. So I agree. You talked about the Georgia three that I referenced, Nolan Smith Jr., Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, three young defensive linemen, Josh Sweat, you add him into that as well. That front four is as dominant as you will see in the NFL.
Yeah, and the fact is they're wanting to prove something because they hear it just like everybody else, that everybody's talking about this wonderful offense of Kansas City, and it is. And they, quite frankly, have a chance to make history by shutting it down and bringing the Eagles a win.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be personal, I'm sure.
Yep.
Like, I never made it to the Super Bowl, but I made it to the AFC Championship.
Right.
And I know the bad taste that's lingered for 30-plus years.
It does.
In that. So I can only imagine that if you're talking about Super Bowl 57 to Super Bowl 59, that they have some unfinished business that they're feeling about going against the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm going to say the Chiefs still win. We take on all the big bullets, all the bombs, and yet we always seem to prevail. The Chiefs will go down to New Orleans, the site of the first Super Bowl win with Bobby Bell and Jan Stenerud and Len Dawson and those guys down in Tulane Stadium. We are now here just over a week away from making history. How cool is that going to be? I am so amped up. I got a woosah the rest of this weekend before I head down there next week.
Woosah.
All right, for Kendall. For my man Julio, I am Danan Hughes. We appreciate you sticking with us this entire season on Players Only. Maybe we'll be back after the Super Bowl.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.